Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Thanks for coming today, everyone. As the major shareholders of Rezo Telecommunications, we are the people who need to make important decisions when it comes to the company's products and goals. As you know, sales of our new Rezo Pulsar 3 cell phone have been somewhat disappointing. Bruce Gibson, our head of product development, will join us in a few moments to deliver a presentation. He will discuss his plans to change the appearance of the product and reduce its weight. I know that many of you have already voiced your concerns over how much this would cost us. Let's hear what Mr. Gibson has to say about the cost of the change and how it will affect our budget.
Number 71. Where is the talk taking place? Number 72. What is the topic of Mr. Gibson's presentation? Number 73. What do some people think about Mr. Gibson's proposal? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Norman. This is Gina calling from the General Affairs Office. You have probably noticed that there's a problem with the heating on your floor. I wanted to let you know that I have already called a repair company and arranged for the system to be fixed today. The repair workers should arrive by 10 a.m. and they expect to be finished around 3. I told them that this would be perfect as you will be welcoming clients to your office at 4. I know that it's extremely cold today, so I'll come up to your department at around 11 a.m. and give each employee one of our company jackets. This should help to keep them warm until the repairs are done.
Number 74. What is being repaired? Number 75. By what time are the repairs likely to be finished? Number 76. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to today's training class for all factory workers. In a moment, our safety expert, Ms. Jameson, will speak about basic safety guidelines. Then at 10:30, Ben Lawson will discuss ways to prevent accidents from occurring in the factory. At 11:30, we will all go to the cafeteria for lunch. You will have a one-hour break. Don't lose track of time. After lunch, you will come right back here to the meeting room and be tested on all of the things you learned this morning. Please make sure you have a pen or pencil, as you will be required to write down your answers.
Number 77. What kind of event are the listeners most likely attending? Number 78. Why does the speaker say,
"Don't lose track of time"?
Number 79. What will the listeners do after lunch? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning, everyone. Since creating this firm almost 5 years ago, I have dreamed of achieving success in foreign markets. We launched our products in Asian and European markets last year, and it was a very difficult time for the company. We really struggled to market our merchandise overseas. Now, however, things have changed. Our sales in Asia have doubled in the past year, while European sales have almost tripled. One reason for this increase was the new design of our international website, which has made it easier than ever for foreign customers to browse and purchase our products.
Number 80. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 81. According to the speaker, what has the company managed to achieve? Number 82. What does the speaker say benefited the company? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention, shoppers? Please start making your way to the checkouts to pay for your items. Our supermarket will be closing in 15 minutes. Remember that we have various special items on display at the checkouts. We have a special offer of buy one, get one free on Creme Deluxe chocolate bars this week. Make sure you check them out. Also, we are currently handing out free samples of Nutrolife beauty products at the main entrance. Starting next week, our store will be selling a brand new range of Nutrolife skin moisturizer and hand wash. We hope you have enjoyed your shopping experience here at Walton Supermarket.
Number 83. Why is the announcement being made? Number 84. What does the speaker say?
Make sure you check them out.
Number 85. According to the speaker, what will happen at the business next week? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Good morning. I'm leaving this message for Ms. Valerie Ellis. This is Marco Andretti calling from the front desk of the Fairmont Hotel. I'm happy to inform you that a member of our housekeeping staff found the USB flash drive that you lost during your stay at the hotel. The item will be shipped to your home address by registered mail, and our hotel is happy to cover the cost. I sent it this morning and chose the overnight delivery service, so you should expect to receive it sometime tomorrow. Please, give me a quick call to confirm that you have received the package. I hope that you will choose to stay at our hotel again when you next visit New Orleans. Have a great day.
Number 86. What is the speaker calling about? Number 87. When will the listener most likely receive a package? Number 88. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following radio broadcast.
You're listening to Polly Miller on WPKR Radio. On today's Movie Madness show, I'll be talking to young filmmaker Kate Paulson, whose new movie was recently praised by critics at the Strasbourg Film Festival. At only 19 years old, Miss Paulson is the youngest director to ever show work at the festival. The movie, titled Summer Tornado, will be released in theatres nationwide on October 17th. Miss Paulson will be happy to answer any questions that you, our listeners, may have. Simply go to the forum on the WPKR Radio website or email your queries directly to me at pollym20@wpkr.com.
Number 89. Who is the report about? Number 90. How old is Ms. Paulson? Number 91. What are listeners encouraged to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
This is an important announcement for anyone waiting to board flight 321 to Montreal. Due to the cold temperatures, some extra maintenance is being carried out on the aircraft's engines. This will result in a delay of around 45 minutes. We do not anticipate any further delays to this flight. Please be ready to board the aircraft from Gate 17. Boarding will commence at approximately 7:45 p.m. and the new departure time will be 8:15. We apologize for this inconvenience. Please speak with an airline employee at your departure gate if you have any questions. Thank you.
Number 92. Who is the intended audience for this announcement? Number 93. What is being announced? Number 94. When will flight 321 most likely take off? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following radio broadcast and map.
This is Julie Liston with your local news report on WKRP Radio. As I'm sure you all know, our local football team, the Lowell Lions, won the championship game last weekend. Today, the team and its coaching staff will join a downtown parade to celebrate their victory. Thousands of fans are expected to come down to watch the parade, which will take place near the team's home base, Rollins Stadium. The street in front of the north gates will be inaccessible to motorists as the parade will proceed down that street. This is the Lowell Lions' first championship victory since the team relocated from the city of Stockton. Residents of Lowell are sure to be delighted by the success the team has brought to our town.
Number 95. What is the report mainly about? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which road will be closed to vehicles today? Number 97. What does the speaker mention about the Lowell Lions football team? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and list.
Hello, Ms. Gardner. This is Anthony Costas calling from Europa Travel Agency. As you requested, I changed the date of your Zeus Airlines flight. You'll be taking the flight that departs at 11:35 a.m. instead of the one that leaves at 4:55 p.m. Your ticket is still for economy class, and the same baggage allowance applies. You can print your ticket at the airport by using the self-service check-in booths in the departure terminal. However, I'd recommend just checking in on the Zeus Airlines website 24 hours before your flight. It's a very quick and convenient process. I hope you have a safe flight and an enjoyable vacation.
Number 98. Why is the speaker calling? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which Zeus Airlines flight will the listener take? Number 100. What is the listener advised to do?